Against the backdrop of tension and violence that is life in the Middle East these days, ordinary events can take on extraordinary significance. NPR's Julie McCarthy recently attended a Palestinian wedding in predominantly Arab East Jerusalem and found that even such a joyful event can get complicated.
At first blush, it is a thoroughly modern affair. The 24-year-old bride is a university-educated social worker in the West Bank town of Ramallah, north of Jerusalem. The groom, a 27-year-old computer engineer in the same city. Susie Goshi is adorned in a wedding cake of a dress that looks straight out of Bride magazine. Deftly drawn charcoal eyes peek out from her white veil. The wedding party officially gets underway at her home in East Jerusalem when the groom arrives with the women of his family, who inaugurate the proceedings with a ritual that makes clear even the most up-to-date couples make way for well-rooted customs. The ululation welcomes the bride into her new family. The father of the bride, standing at chain-smoking vigil, lifts the veil from his daughter's face, and Susie descends the steep stone steps with her groom, Ahmed, to a bullhorn serenade. Then comes the rite that any American would recognize. But a Palestinian Muslim wedding is not what Westerners think of as a marriage ceremony. An Islamic judge unites the couple with simple vows before four witnesses in private. The public part of the wedding is held this night in Dream Park with a guest list of 600 people. Tables stretch along a torch-lit hilltop in this wedding garden for hire that overlooks the old city of Jerusalem. Its ancient backlit walls shimmer under an orange moon that looks as if someone has pinned it to the sky. The newlyweds enter the grounds under a canopy of white chiffon that billows in the night breeze. The music explodes along with fireworks. A man trails the bride and groom, cranking a machine pumping fake smoke. And the dancing couple momentarily disappear behind a thick haze. The wedding starts to look like a forest fire. Unfazed guests say special effects are standard. Both sexes sit together, but for the most part dance separately. The men rise for traditional tunes, the women for Dolly Parton. For all the merriment, there is also a discernible reserve. Scores of guests from the West Bank failed to come. Many were stopped at checkpoints and prevented from leaving the Israeli-occupied territories to enter East Jerusalem. Friend of the bride, Nidal Rafa, says some of Susie Goshi's closest friends missed her wedding because they are West Bankers.
And basically, they don't have the permission to come to Jerusalem. You know, wedding, it's like once in your life, and your best friends are not able to attend because of politics and because of checkpoints and the soldiers who just turn you back, which make it, of course, sad.
Spokeswoman for Israeli Civil Administration, Talia Somek, says the West Bank is currently closed, but that Palestinians can apply for special permits to enter Israel. Father of the bride, Hani Goshi, says some guests chose to come to the wedding using paths that are not patrolled.
These paths are well known, the same as for smugglers who are looking for gaining money through illegal ways. Our people are looking for smuggling themselves, not to gain money, but only to penetrate these checkpoints and get to their relatives.
Hani Goshi is accustomed to the disappointment this day brings. Three of his 11 brothers have been exiled from Israel. But he says his brothers living in the West Bank are just as unlikely to make the wedding as his family living in exile.
They have the same situation, which is very, it's ironic.
With 60% of the Palestinians now living in poverty, weddings are less lavish. Ice cream was the only dish served here, and still the tab will exceed $8,000, which the groom will pay. Again, the father of the bride.
It's modest, okay. It's modest. But you know, it's the only way for us to be cheerful. The only way for us. It's the only way. Oh, it's a nice music. Yeah?
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, East Jerusalem.
Now it's our turn to dance.